This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine, and that was I Know But I Don't Know by Blondie. And then before that, the messages, and after our last interview, that was, we also played Pretty Baby, another track from our album of the week, which is Blondie's Parallel Lines. And Carla and I were just having a quick chat about how different sounding all the tracks have been, and in fact you were just air guitaring along with that one, because that was just the sort of thing, you know, that just comes to mind when you hear that track, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Now we've got our next guest on the phone with us. So we've got on the phone Bernadette Robinson, who is a singer and actor who is here to talk about an album launch that is taking place very soon, I think. And so welcome to the show, Bernadette.
Thank you very much. Hard act to follow, Blondie. I didn't even recognise Blondie in that one.
Well, such a strange track. Well, they're all so different on this album.
God. Anyway, that's nice.
Bernadette, I have to get in straight away and say that my mum is a huge fan. And she sent me a message. She was wigging out when she found out I was going to interview today. And she said that Pennsylvania Avenue, she has never been so moved in a show in all of her life.
Oh, how beautiful.
Hi, Mum. I know you're listening.
Oh, lovely. And did Mum come to Songs for Nobodies as well?
I'm not sure, actually.
Wow.
I'm not sure, yeah.
I reckon that was better than Penn Ave. So, anyway.
If you humbly think so.
So I did love Penn Ave. They were both written by Joanna Murray Smith and directed by Simon Phillips. But I just did Songs for Nobody. Well, not just, but did Songs for Nobodies on the West End last year at the Ambassador Theatre in London. So that's why that's great. She loved the other one so much too.
It feels a bit trite to ask you this, Bernadette, but maybe it's going to be a great background. With all of our people that we interview on the show, we like to get an artist profile, so to get a bit of your background as to how you came to your practice and, you know, like the little steps along the way that ended up being life-changing steps to you being an artist.
Well, I grew up in Dandenong, a family of seven.
Wow.
We were exposed to lots of music. We went to shows as children and listened to, you know, records of when I was growing up, you know, My Fair Lady and Sound of Music and Mary Poppins and things like that. So I always sang along. And people started to say that I could. I mean, I realised I had a voice. My parents said I was singing before I could speak in the cot. I was humming along, and so. But I never. I was a very shy sort of child, so I really wasn't pushing myself until I was an adult. Though I could sing. I mean, I could always sing, and I, in fact, also could sound like people. This is something I just started to do because I loved female singers so much that I listened to them so much that, and people would say, you actually sound like Barbara Streisand. You actually sound. So then I sort of, when I started performing, I actually went to the Victorian College of the Arts when I left school to study opera with Dame Joan Hammond and classical singing, because before that I'd always just sang. I loved every sort of music. My mother loved country music, and so I loved Patsy Cline and Judy Garland. I loved all those sort of things. So and pop people, you know. So it was really just to get some training, because I'd never ever had lessons, and I wanted to get some training and see what my own voice could do. And then from there I started, you know, getting into shows and doing my own stuff. So it's really only as an adult I became brave enough to do stuff like that, and I just worked on it and worked on it. And I did a lot of I had a weird career because of my ear, I could sing in different languages, and that was something that way back when Qantas started to really, they were doing all their inaugural flights around the world, the fellow in charge, Ken Groves, of the marketing, decided that I could become their mascot, and as an act of diplomacy, they would bring me to all these inaugural events, the big dinners in Beijing or Mumbai or wherever, and I'd sing in the language of the country, you know, special songs. I sang some Bollywood songs over in Mumbai, and that became my, for a while, career that, of course, no one knew about here, but it was a really lucrative thing I could do because I can just sing. I just have an ear, so I can sing in every language, and I love every style. That's the thing. I'm always loving every sort of musical style.
I was just going to say, when you say you could, because of your ear, you could do that, is that just because you could repeat whatever you hear? Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. Yeah, I can, and also I have a really good musical range and really solid technique. So okay. I can adapt my voice to the styles and the voices of different singers, and I latch on to their specific, or I try to. And I'm all, you know, I have a really good, solid voice anyway that I can sing. And I just, I can change it.
That's an interesting talent that you have.
It is. And that's what I did. That's what your mother would have seen, Carla, in Pennsylvania Avenue, because I portrayed so many singers in that because it was all set in the White House in America. And it was a play, but it had songs in it. And I sort of portrayed the singers that had graced the White House, you know, from Aretha Franklin to Peggy Lee to Barbara Streisand. And I sang all those voices as well as the characters of the monologue, you know, the actors. Yeah, so that's the sort of thing I did in Songs for Nobodies. And then this show is called Songs of Bernadette, or the album is, and it's also that's the show that I'm launching on Sunday night at the Nemo Theatre.
Is it Nemo? I'm not sure. M-E-M-O. We'll just spell it. So you've mentioned your singing, and it seems like it was predestined, how you've talked about it. It was just something that was never going to stop. But also you're an actor. So have you had formal training there, or has it just sort of come about from being a performer?
Training. Right. Yeah, very much. I think a lot of singers, because singing is about acting in a way, or trying to be true to the song and deliver the lyrics and a musical interpretation. And I think that's just an extension of that. But I really didn't get a chance to really act until Songs for Nobodies, which was written for me by Joanna Murray-Smith. And I performed it with the Melbourne Theatre Company. It was a one-woman play with songs. And that was really, she wrote five strong monologues for five just nobodies and in different walks of life, different nationalities, and they all had a brush with fame with one great singing artist, star of the 20th century. So I portrayed the little nobodies, and also the, you know, like Maria Callas and Edith Piaf were in that, Billie Holiday. So I played all the characters and the singers, and that was a really successful show, beautiful show.
Was it hard to orient towards these long monologues, or it's just sort of like a song without music?
No, it was hard. It was hard. I mean, once I created the characters, it was fine, but it's just the lines. I'm not used to so many lines I had to learn. But
well, you got there in the end.
I did.
So tell us about Songs for Bernadette, the album you're going to have a release for this weekend.
Yeah.
Coming up.
I did sort of do a little release in London, but this is the Australian launch on Sunday. Yeah. This is really a sort of a culmination of all the things that songs that I love performing and songs from the shows, the one-person shows that I've done in the past. So there are some, you know, a nod to some of the singers that I really love, like Edith Piaf and Billie Holiday, Patsy Cline, Judy Garland. And then there's some fun stuff. There's a bit of Streisand and Julie Andrews. And then there are songs that I really love singing as Bernadette. So they're all, and it's a cabaret piece, so I talk about the songs, about my life and where these songs come in and why they mean so much to me. And so it's a really a personal kind of experience of songs and things that I love singing. And I launched it actually at the Pheasantry in London, which is a pretty well-known jazz sort of venue in London. And I did that as a follow-up to Songs for Nobodies at the Ambassador. So I went back to London and worked there for a little while. And that's I performed that to a live audience over two nights, and that's the recording has come from those nights.
Oh, okay.
And so this is a chance to perform it in Melbourne, although it's streaming. So
online.
Not really performing online.
Perform it everywhere.
I think you're allowed to have a few people, I think. I don't know, unless it's changed yet again, but I think 30 people are allowed in the audience at the moment, and the rest, which is great because it's so awful performing to nobody, you know. So that will be nice, having a live one and some virtual ones, audience.
So tell us about this live streamed album launch. What are the details?
Well, it's on. You don't have all that. I know it's on. Sunday night.
No, we have the details.
Do you have them?
Yeah, we have the details, but we usually get the artist to talk through it.
I think I don't have the information about who they have to ring or write.
No, that's okay. It's on 7:30. It's on Sunday the 28th of June.
I didn't
June.
Even know what time it was.
Yeah.
You better make sure you're on time then, Bernadette.
I'm going to be there from 3 o'clock, so I'll be there.
So it's coming up this Sunday the 28th. It's digital doors open at 7 for a 7:30 showtime. Mm-hmm. And it's memomusichall, all one word, .com.au. And that's where you can get your tickets. So it's a ticketed event, and that's how you get in to view the launch. So this is obviously new territory for you.
Yeah, totally. I'm just hearing the details myself. There's a special, isn't there a sort of, I think you can pay a choice of two prices.
Yes,
there's a chat after or something.
There's $12 standard, $15 premium backstage pass after the show with Q&A.
Yeah. Yes.
So you do know some details.
Yeah, I did know that. I just didn't know about the actual site that you have to. Right, too, but you've said it all. Memo at the music. What? No, I won't say it.
Memomusichall.com.au or memomusichall.com.au. But you're saying that it is actually in a club and there's going to be a few people in attendance.
Yes, it's at the venue. It's beautiful. Actually, I've performed there before because, I can't remember how. It was a while ago, though, that I did do something there. And it's just such a beautiful venue to perform in. And they've had a series of them now. I know Kate Sobrano did a show a few weeks ago there too. Yeah.
So I suppose for our listeners, it's probably best to maybe just check out the web page for Memo Music Hall and find out what the restrictions are and what the capacity would be. Because like you said, I think there has been some changes, I think, yesterday, and they might be down to 20 or something like that. But that's the best thing to do, just to find out, look online and see what's available. And
but they can still watch it virtually if they can't.
They can,
in person.
Yeah, as many as they like. Yeah, please do. I'd love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And my mum is asking, how can she buy the music?
Oh, good. I'm loving your mum.
She's live texting me through this whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
She can go onto my website, bernadette@bernadetterobinson.com.
And that's where we can get the new album. That's fantastic. But that will obviously be after the launch, or is it available now?
It's available now.
Fantastic.
Online, or I can send it out, the real one, CD thing. I'm so up with this podcast.
That's all right. Well, it looks so exciting, and you must be thrilled to still be releasing things during this time
able to
perform
grateful.
To a small crowd.
Mm. Yes, I am. I wish it would all get fixed up, though. I can't wait to get back into real live theatre.
We're going to play one of the songs from your album.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure which one we were going to look at playing.
We're going to play One Perfect Day.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's what we'll
finish
up on.
Songwriter. Yeah, terrific.
Thanks for talking to us, Bernadette.
Excellent choice. My pleasure.
And we've been talking to Bernadette Robertson, who is a singer and actor who is launching her new album this Sunday live on the internet called Songs for Bernadette. And we're just about to play a song now called One Perfect Day.
Thank you so much, Bernadette.
Oh, thank you for talking to me. It's been great.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.